Blog Talk Radio.
Strong hands that we may rejoice in heart in all good things you give us, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Praise hallelujah. All righty. Well, we're going to get into some music. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
you all enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. Well, let's get into the message. It's called Your Father Gives Good Gifts. This week we'll spend time simply stirring up our affections for God. God has designed us to see Him, to know His character, and to let the truth of His goodness lead us into a deeper relationship with Him. Augustine wrote, "Thou hast formed us for thyself, and our hearts are restless till they find rest in Thee." In seeing God for who He is, our hearts are naturally stirred to find rest in His goodness. So may your heart be stirred at the revelation of God's wonderful character. One of my favorite parts of God's heart is His desire to give us amazing gifts. In James chapter 1, verse 17, it says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, of whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." So every good gift you receive is because God loves you. His love for you is so great that He looks for every opportunity to give you a gift. He desperately wants you to know that you are loved and valued by Him. He so deeply wants you to know that He is not distant from you, but rather is working in your midst to lead you to abundant joy, peace, and life. And Matthew chapter 7, verse 11 says, "If you then, who are evil, okay, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him?" I love how God has chosen to be known to us as a Father. And because God has chosen to reveal Himself as a Father, we can more tangibly understand the love of God by looking to good earthly parents. God longs to bless you the way a good father would. And at the same time, He loves you more deeply and powerfully than any earthly parent ever could. Our Heavenly Father far outdoes any example an earthly father gives us. What a gift are you longing for today? Do you long for friendship? Do you need a greater sense of being loved? Do you just need to know that He is with you? God's gifts may not look like a present you opened for Christmas last year, but they will be exactly what you need when you need it. If you need a friend, ask God for one. He promised you His friendship, and He loves to guide His children into community with others. Do you need to know you are loved? God so longs for you to know the depth of His love and that He sent His only Son to die for you. He'd love to pour His love out on you right now. Do you need to know that God is with you? Just ask for His manifest presence. Ask the Spirit to give you your eyes to see all the ways He's working in your life. Ask God to reveal to you the way He was, is, and always will be with you. Do you need financial provision? Ask for the leading of the Holy Spirit in your finances. Ask God to provide for you what you need. Whatever gift you need from God today, His promises in 1 John chapter 5, verse 15, if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have requests that we have asked of Him. So your God hears you today. What's more, He will respond to you perfectly. God's gifts are much more life-giving than anything an earthly parent could give. He gives the gift of beautiful sunrise because He knows you have a longing to gaze upon beauty. He gives the gift of His presence because He knows you need the peace that only He can bring. He gives you the gift of friendship because He knows you aren't made to do life alone. He provides your finances because He cares about everything you need and desires to use you to bless others. So spend time today reflecting on the amazing gifts He has given you. Thank Him for His desire to bless you. Worship Him because He is good. And open your heart to receive all the gifts your Heavenly Father longs to give you today. So take a minute to reflect on all the good gifts you've been given by God. Secondly, know that God is for everything you've been given. Thank Him for your friends, family, job, church, anything that you love. Let thanksgiving stir your affections to know your Heavenly Father more. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And thirdly, now ask the Spirit to open your eyes and heart to see you receive all the good gifts God has in store for you today. Often to know a gift comes from God, we must be in tune with the Spirit. For a sunset to tell us of God's love, we must be sensitive to God's presence in our lives. So thanking God for what He has already given us is a powerful way to position our hearts to be receptive to what He will give us in the future. Life is so much better when we acknowledge what God is doing in our midst. Knowing that you are loved, liked, and cared for is better than any material possession you could receive. You have a Heavenly Father who gives amazing gifts, so celebrate His love today and receive all that He longs to give you. I highly suggest you read Matthew chapter 7. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Praise hallelujah. Well, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you will have a chance to do so in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing where to go or which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you're suffering from something much worse as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual morality, overeating, gambling. Whatever the problems may be, see, the Lord Jesus can take them away. But in order to do so, He has to know you. So do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we welcome you into the family of God. We like to say may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. That number again is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you will be able to come on live again and tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. Well, I see we have some callers, okay, from 111. So let me take them as we go. Here we go.
Penis.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Well, that's the end of those. Okay. Well, we have another 111 caller. Let's see who this is.
Love Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Uh-huh. Okay. All righty. Well, nonsense is what it is. We got nonsense going. Okay. Hopefully Dr. Peter Paul Ventura will call in tonight, hopefully. Okay. Yes. Let's see, we got another 111 caller. Okay, that's enough of that. Okay. I'm tired of playing the games. Okay. Well, I'm gonna play some music here. Okay? Okay, to keep us going.
Lord! rising up among us. Others stole and led astray. Now counterfeits of godliness broadcast and televised. Drive away the hungry from the only bread that really satisfies. We're followers of that one. We belong to this, we say. While any of 10,000 other names divide the way, so we stay distracted in our small religious games, partitioned from the one whose name is far beyond all other names. Still in every heart that's ever known the Father's Son, the Spirit of the living Christ abides to make us one. And as the day approaches, all who tried to interfere are left behind as Jesus calls, a voice we've always known and longed to hear. Come up here when you have learned there is no other voice to heed. Come up here where you'll discover what I mean by free indeed. Come up here and sit beside me. Come up here and share my throne. Come up here where there is no one in between me, my own. Today in every heart that's ever known the Father's Son, Spirit of the living Christ abides, makes us one. And as the day approaches, love awakens his bride. As she hears him gently calling, come away now, come aside.
All eyes are on you. Clinging on the static. let God and let go. On your mark, let go. On sin, we make war. Jump 16, turn around and spit 8-4. Frontline soldier, in attack mode. Slaying every lusty impulse, grabbing at my soul. A lot of folks want to make peace with sin, but it makes no sense. They make peace with sin, and when I talk war, I don't mean to sin. Save your long-winded argument, step into the arena. And see Christ conscious, idolize monsters. Desires of our lives, let us lay the stone contact. A warrior in combat, gave it all we got, gave it life. Rescued us from a place so hot. Battle my flesh when it gets in the way. Die daily, I commit suicide. Any day, killer. That mean he lives in me. I live in him. He's the conquering king. War wounds to prove it when you thought we lost them. He's the very reason that we can conquer. I'm sick and tired of people blaming the devil when we need accountability. Growth and never settle. We your maturity levels like filthy flags. And when he conquer, everybody wave a white flag.
like the music, the selection I played? Okay. Well, let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, I am causing a deepening in your intimacy with me at this time in your life. As Gideon before his great victories, I am calling upon you to destroy the idols of those who came before you. I am beckoning you to build a fresh altar of prayer and supplication before my throne. As you petition my spirit and cry out to me, I will hear and I will meet you in the place where deep calls to the deep and positive change will not only happen around you in your circumstance, but in the very core of your being. You will see me in a fresh new depth, and you will become like me, for you shall see me as I am. The old character and the old man will pass away, giving way to that within you that only reflects my image and none other. Come to my beckoning, says the Father. Come away to the secret place where my secrets unfold and mysteries are made plain that leave you transformed into my image, says God. This is your inheritance, and this is the work of my hand that I call you to yield to and cooperate with afresh and anew. There are mantles to be discovered, says the Father, in the lofty and unknowing place of the highest. My sound is calling you, and my light is guiding you as my word becomes a lamp to your feet in darkness and a compass during the storm. I will cause you to step into the anointing that was designed for you before the foundation of the world. As this oil is poured out, you will stand up and be known as another man, different from any that have known you in your lifetime. In the cool of the day, I will walk with you, and you will walk with me, and I will vanguard you with my truth shall guide you. You will tread down your enemies, and you will redeem even the captives that I promised you in your own household. The captives will be redeemed, and chains of darkness will be removed. You will speak prophetically into their lives, and change will come, and even those who have turned completely away from me, they are going to turn to me in this season. This is what's coming, and this is the expectation I set before you, says God. Amen. Well, I hope this prophetic word goes out to you that need it most. Amen. Praise hallelujah. Well, we got a caller from 111. Let me take the caller.
Anal.
Oh, boy. Okay. Ain't nothing better to do, huh? Oh, well. Hope some other people call in, like my brother Don might call in. Or maybe Matt Mark might even call in, actually. Okay, tonight. Okay, that would be great. Let's see who we got here. 111. Let's see who we got here. 111.
Shalom, Kenny. How you doing, brother?
I am doing blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. What's up with the Dickie Hopper calls?
I really do not know. He's just been on a streak lately.
He must be bored out of his mind. I mean, he's called every show. I don't really understand. He must. I don't know. Maybe Kent is. Maybe Kent's not around. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's crazy. How you been, though, brother? You good?
Yeah, I've been doing okay.
Amen. That's good to hear. I heard. How's the smoking going? How's the quitting smoking going?
It's coming. It's coming along pretty good. Okay. I've only smoked maybe 5 cigarettes today so far. Okay, so I think I'm doing okay.
Well, that's great, brother. I got a request from a buddy of mine, and you don't. I don't know if you'll be willing to do this or not as a testimony, but would you be willing to talk about the time in St. Louis where you went through all that craziness with those guys that jumped you or whatever? Or is that too personal?
Well, it happened many, many years ago when I was a youngster, you know what I'm saying? There's no need to get into that.
But Kenneth, what I'm saying is if you tell the story, it's another one of those tribulations that you went through in your life, brother, that just shows you can go through certain things and still find the Lord. I think it could be a teaching moment. You know what I'm saying?
Could be.
Because you go through, like, you know, go through, like, we all know, Kenny, when you were younger, you weren't, you know, the man you are. You weren't the man of the Lord that you are now. You went through some tribulations. I think it's good to share those tribulations that you went through as a youngster so you can show people that no matter what your past may have, the you know, your present and future could be with the Lord. I think that's fair, Kenny.
Yeah.
So, like I said,
it was just a time in my life where I got attacked and I got beat up and I retaliated against them. Okay, I didn't tell the cops who it was. I could have. Okay.
Wait a minute. Didn't you end up in the hospital from that vicious beating that you got?
Yeah, I ended up in the hospital. I was in the hospital for 2 weeks.
Lord have mercy. And then you got out, and I remember you telling me you didn't even know who these people were, but you hunted them down, like one by one, right?
No, I knew who they were. Okay, I knew who they were.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't know that. I didn't know. I thought they were just
I
random
knew who they
people.
Were, and I hunted them down one by one, and I took care of my business.
Kenneth. Did you, was it hand-to-hand combat, or was there a weapon involved?
I used a chain.
Oh, Lord.
Well, they had weapons. They had sickles and baseball bats and all that when they attacked me.
Wait a minute, Kenneth. Did they hit you with a baseball bat?
Yep, and a sickle.
And you lived.
Yeah.
Like, what were your injuries, Kenny? I mean, a baseball bat? Brother, you said there's five of them dudes. Did they all have baseball bats? It's kind of like a Little League game or something.
They all had a weapon. They all had, one had a chain, and one had a baseball bat. One had a sickle, you know, a grass sickle you cut grass with. Okay. I got beat up pretty bad. I took my lickings. Okay, but I'm like Timex. Okay.
Oh, you kept on ticking,
keep looking and keep on ticking.
Amen. And so, excuse me. How long after the St. Louis incident, Kenny, did you find the Lord? I mean, was that when you? When you were walking down the road and you saw the "What Would Jesus Do" sign lit up, was that after the beatdown, or was that before that?
That was way after the beatdown. That was way after. Yeah.
Okay. Well, praise Jesus that you were able to find your way through that situation. I mean, that is, it's Kenny. I gotta be honest. It's very amazing to me that you even lived through that, man. I mean, were these guys like, were they like thugs? Were they street people? I mean, because usually they don't.
Yeah, they were street people.
They usually don't leave somebody behind like that. So you very lucky. The Lord.
Oh no, they thought I was dead. They left me for dead. Okay, they did.
Kenny, did you have a lot of? I mean, do you have any? Did you have any long-term effects from your injuries, brother? Or was it just broken bones? And
my jaw was broken. It was wired shut. Okay. My face was swollen up, okay, like the size of a watermelon. Okay.
Oh, watermelon, Teddy, that's racist, brother.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. That was pretty bad.
You said watermelon, brother. Come on now.
My face was swollen up like that. Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yep, it was pretty bad.
Thank you for sharing that story. And I just want to tell all the listeners out there, if you listen to this testimony that Kenneth just gave, it just shows you what you can overcome all the foolishness of being a youngster and still find the Lord and turn your life around like Pastor Kenneth has. Amen.
Amen.
Any other callers, Kenny, or am I the only one on tonight, brother?
Well, we got a 111 caller, but it's probably a Dickie Hopper call. I'll take it and see who it is. Okay. 111.
Vagina. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Vagina,
you need Jesus. Vagina. You need Jesus. You don't need vagina. You need Jesus. Amen.
Yes, amen.
What a weirdo. Isn't he a homosexual anyway? He's weird. He's very odd, Kenny. He's a very odd man.
I don't know if he's a homosexual or not. I know he's special.
That is true. Have you had any other callers, Kenny? I didn't come over till late. I was listening to Joe Gibson's train wreck of a show. He called you out again for some unknown reason. I don't really know why. But every time he mentions Tony Talk, he always mentions you, like you were attached at the hip to Tony, which is not true at all. You do a godly show.
Yeah, I don't understand what his problem is. I don't know. I don't understand what his infatuation is with me, but. I really don't care. Okay.
Amen. You can't let it stop you from doing what the Lord wants you to do. You know what I mean? People can say what they want, but Kenny, you're doing a good thing here, and you know, I really appreciate you having me on, brother. And thank you for sharing that testimony. I think that could help a lot of people. Good man, Kenny. You're a good man, brother.
Well, the one that calls in the Tony Talk is not the real Ken. That's the fake Ken. That's the reason why I don't sound like the one that calls in the Tony Talk. The Tony Talk is fake. Yeah.
I don't even think there's a Ken that even calls in. What is he talking about?
Well, remember when Pastor Ken used to call in Tony Talk, okay, along with the fake Tony Furtado, okay?
Well, Kenny, you did used to call in, though. You called in a few times. I think that's what...
Oh, yeah, I've called in. I'm not going to say I haven't called in. Okay, I have. Okay? But the one that people are referring to, okay... not me. Okay.
Kenny, I had one other question, brother.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get you mad. Please don't get mad. It's a legitimate question. I was just wondering this. I asked Farrar in the Joey chat room, but he didn't respond. Why do you have a Facebook profile under Alex Stables? I don't understand that. You could just change your name to Kenny.
Kenny,
you're lying, Kenny.
No,
Kenny,
the other one I have, okay, I got locked out of. Okay, so I created a Facebook profile, okay, under Alex Stables. Okay.
Is that like your drag queen name or something?
Huh?
Is that like your drag queen name, like Tony Farrar's name or something?
No.
Like
no.
Oh.
No, I just created the name.
So like your alter ego or something?
No.
Is anyone else confused? I'm very confused, Kenneth. Can somebody else please call in? Please, for the love of God. Besides Dickie Hopper. I'm very confused. This is very confusing to me. I don't understand it, Kenneth. Why not just change the name from Alex Staples, if they're stable, whatever the name is, to Kenneth Fishman? Damn, brother. You can just log in and change the name to Ken Fishman.
Okay, because they will just take me down off of Facebook, okay? And I want to be on Facebook.
Kenny, what are you? Kenny, all right, I'm not gonna argue with you. I'm gonna keep it godly tonight, Kenny. But we're gonna have to talk about this off the air because it doesn't make any sense to me, brother.
Okay.
Amen. All right, well, Kenny, I'm gonna
name the Mary Lou. Yeah, funny.
Oh.
That came from Ashley.
I mean, at this point, I hope Ashley calls in. All these people in the chat room, ain't nobody calling in?
Nope.
Hmm.
I got a bunch of 111 callers that are just listening. They ain't pressed the one key. Okay? I got a couple other callers now I got the 111 callers that pressed the one key. Let me check them
praise
out and see who they are.
Praise the Lord.
Hello,
hey,
111, you're on the air.
Hey, Kenny, this is Mike.
Oh,
what's up?
Hello.
Hey, guys, good to talk to you. I like that story that you opened up and told us your personal story, and we all went through a lot of hardships in the past, and we overcome it, and Kenny found the Lord, and those kind of personal stories are great. And I was wondering, didn't you used to be in like a biker gang or something like that?
Yeah,
there's a lot of stories for that one, Mike. Let me tell you, I've heard many stories about Kenny and the biker gang and going down to Florida. I won't tell you why I was going down to Florida because I don't want to incriminate Kenny, but he has many stories. Kenny, why don't you tell him the story, brother?
That's all right. I don't need to keep on telling old stories, okay?
But Kenny, we're trying to bring people closer to the Lord, Kenny. Kenny.
I do have one question for you, Kenny. Now, I was talking to Joe Gibson earlier, and we're talking about like private prison industry and going to jail and some of our stories. And have you ever gone to jail?
Yes, I've been to jail.
And okay, and we were getting into some of the stuff how like the prison guards are you know, you get bad guards and this and that, and guys are smuggling stuff in their prison pocket. You know what I mean? When I won't get vulgar, but you know what a prison pocket is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And we were talking about, you know, the corruption and how things are smuggled in and the whole industry, and we had a pretty good conversation about that. And I was wondering, now, when you were in, did you attend any church services while you were locked up, or did you, or were you not at that point in your life?
I attended church services, okay? Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Kenny.
Good.
Kenny, did you find the Lord before or after your prison stint, brother?
I found the Lord, really after my prison stint.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. I mean, but I was going to church, in prison, and going to Bible studies, to see what it was all about.
Amen.
Good.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. I don't know if you heard Tony talk the other night, but he seemed to be kind of riled up and angry. He was screaming at me. And one thing I heard on there I thought was strange. You know, he has a pickup line. He goes up to a woman and says, "Do you like what you see?" which is quite odd. The other thing I heard him say was he stands by the ladies' room at the bar, and when a woman's walking into the bathroom, he asks them, "Hey, are you going number one or number two?" I'm telling you, these Tony Talk pickup lines, guys, don't try them. He is out of his mind. Those will never work. And now they're also disgusting. But now, Kenny, tell us, you know, you had some dating life, you know, back when you were a single man, before you got with Tony F. Tell us some of your wild nights at the bar, or some of your stories and pickup lines. Give us some personal stuff.
I didn't really have any wild times, okay?
Kenny, tell them about the tattoo parlor, brother. You were laying pipe in there, brother.
I had a tattoo parlor, okay? You were laying pipe up in the
nudie bookstore, right, Kenny? Didn't you have a bunch of hoes up in there? Parlay
no.
and shit? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry.
I didn't have a bunch of hoes up in there, no.
Kenny.
Okay.
You was laying pipe up in there, brother. I know it.
No.
Kenny, did you have a lot of white women's back in the day, Kenny?
I had a lot of women, yes, back in the day. I had a lot of women.
Kenny is certified pipe layer, brother.
All right.
Good for you, Kenny.
Now, Kenny, let me ask you something else. You're trying to quit smoking cigarettes, and what happens a lot of time is you end up eating more food and you gain weight when you quit smoking. So I also wanted to, first, number one, I'm glad you're quitting smoking, but make sure you're getting some exercise out there, and I won't get vulgar on your show and say, you know what, push-ups. But,
yeah.
You know, all seriousness, make sure, you know, if you eat a little bit more, that's okay. You're quitting smoking, but make sure you get some exercise. And I'm glad to hear that you're quitting smoking. Maybe it'll inspire a certain person in your chat room who has an alcohol problem. I won't mention your name, but he starts a lot of problems here in your chat room. We want him to quit drinking too. So if you got to eat a little bit of extra barbecue or whatever you got to do, do it.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm doing pretty good. I'm not really eating a lot. I'm eating once a day. I eat my dinner meal. Okay, that's usually it. I try not to overeat either. Okay, so
yeah.
I'm controlling the smoking by actually sleeping. Okay.
Oh.
Kenny, you know what's great? Jesco made a good point in the chat room. You know what is great, great exercise? You should definitely have lots of sex. That'll keep you in shape, brother. Just
that
make sure
true.
You wear rubber. Make sure you wear rubber, Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny, did you try the Tabasco sauce? Did that work, brother?
No, I didn't try that.
Oh, Ken, come on, brother. Oh, Lord have mercy.
No.
Well, it's just a tool in the tool shed if you need it, Kenny. Just throwing it out there, brother.
Yep. We got a caller from 419. Let me take that and see who it is. 419, you're on the air.
Hey, this is the Self-Suck King.
Oh,
hey,
hello,
how you doing?
Brother.
Great. Hey, you should ban this Doug faggot from your chat room.
Oh.
Kosoff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other day in Tony's chat room, he said he was going to dig up Tony's dead mom and take a poop in her mouth. Then he got banned.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I thought he was sober for a few days. He's obviously back to the bottle again.
Wait a minute. Doug wants to go munging? He's going to mung Tony's mama? That's disgusting, Kenny. Did you hear
that? Well, I don't know if you could classify it as munging. He said he was going to take a poop in her mouth, not squish her.
That's true. You're right. It's not munging. That's technically not munging. He's right.
Yeah.
But still, Kenny, that's pretty nasty. It's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he was drunk or if he's just a piece of garbage. Maybe both.
Well, he is an alcoholic, and he doesn't take care of his kids. And I heard that his kids were taken away from him. And first thing he did is he went down to the grocery store and filled a shopping cart full of cases of beer. And he's right back to square one, drunk and in the chat room. So this guy is just out of his mind. Kenny, I would say a prayer for him, but I think he's just an alcoholic lost cause. He just needs to go to AA meetings.
Yeah. Well, I banned him from the chat room. I don't know what's going on. So, okay.
Oh, good.
Good for you, Kenny. Kenny really letting his nuts drop this week. He went off on Joey. He banned Douglas from the chat room. Good for you, Kenny. Proud of you, brother. This
did quick you ban him by the IP?
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, just quit, Kenny. This quitting smoking really agrees with you, brother.
Yeah.
You finally running the show, like Mark said, brother. You holding it down now. Kenny ain't to be messed with. Good for you, Kenny. I'm proud of you, brother.
Well, thank you.
Amen. And tell
Kenny I said, I don't know what's going on with him. And okay,
Kenny.
But Doug has pressed the one key. Okay, he wants to talk. So let's find out what's going on with Doug. Okay.
Let's see if he's sloppy drunk.
I don't think so. I think he stopped drinking. Okay.
That's bullshit. Go ahead, Kenny. Bring him on.
Okay. Hey, Doug, you stopped drinking, didn't you?
Nah, he sounds like going back to the bottle.
Huh?
Doug, you stopped drinking, right?
Yes, I did.
Well, he sounds like he's drunk.
Oh, really?
Or just retarded.
Oh.
Well, I know we have a lot of things to say about Doug, but, you know, Doug inspires people. He's friendly. He's a great father. He's a sober person. He's not touching kids anymore. He never acts belligerent. He certainly never interrupts anybody when other people are speaking. You know, Doug is so ugly, he can't even get the dog to play with him.
Yeah, he doesn't make up stupid rhymes either.
To self-suck, his penis would retract into his body, so he wouldn't be able to.
No. Okay. Well, we're getting ready to end the show here. We got about 50 seconds left. So I was going to say to thank everybody for coming on. Okay, okay, don't forget tomorrow night we're going to have another show, a Purpose Gospel Radio. I hope to hear from you all tomorrow night. So God bless you all. Have a great night. And
praise be, Kenny.
Keep coming back.
Thanks for taking my
call.
Amen,
brother.
Can't wait to hear the DC2 show tomorrow.
Put the bottle away and go night-night, Doug. Come on. That's enough now.
Oh, you're so lucky I don't got a hold of you.